With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to another edition of Dead in Sports. My name is Ken, and joining me is B, and we are here to recap our weekend fantasy football. B, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Uh-oh. How did it go last week?
It went good. I went 3-1, but the one league I lost in was my main league, man. I got pounced, man. My team, that team is struggling, man. That was my fault because I wasn't up on my roster lineup for that week. And Gronk ended up not playing, and I didn't know that. I still had him in the lineup. Brady didn't really have much of a good game. I got whooped too, like 66 to like 113, man. I got trash, dude. This squad, and it's nobody out there to get. When you think you can get somebody, or like, oh man, I can get him off waivers, you look, nope, you can't get him off waiver. Like, it is a struggle right now, dude. It is such a struggle. Hold on, I'm about to pull up the exact scores from last week. Yeah, 62-102, dude. Yep, Tom Brady gave me 12 points. Bell only gave me 9. I had Riddick from Detroit gave me 5. Landry gave me 10. Shepard gave me 0.9. He's fighting an injury. Gronk gave me 0. And I had Tampa Bay tight end at the flex position that gave me 12. And my bench was pretty much a 9 factor. So I couldn't even. Tevin Coleman was on bye week. And I got Macklin, Higgins, Brandon Oliver, and McGuire from the Jets. I'm hoping he might break out at something soon. But yeah, this was bad. But everything else, all the other leagues, I won. I'm 4-1 in the Dead End Sports League. I whooped up on Kyle. Hard hitters. I got a great W. Won by like 50 points in that one. And then me and you squeaked out an ugly, man. Horrible, ugly win this past week, man. But I'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah. I don't think I put that in the show, but yeah, I mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, you mentioned yesterday. You went 4-0. You went undefeated.
Actually, I stand corrected. I have a terrible team on CBS Sports, which lost because I had guys on bye week. I lost by 10 points, and if I would have picked another quarterback, I would have won. Or if I would have started Doug Martin, I probably would have won. But that team is terrible. And the thing about it is that in their draft recap, they projected me to win the league, and I'm like 1-4. So it's ugly over there. And that team just lost Odell Beckham Jr. I just brought that up, and a lot of people have lost Odell Beckham. I'm sorry. There are no options for you. I can only be real. There are no options for you out there. B already just mentioned it. Like, there's nothing on the waiver wire. The talent in the NFL is shrinking, and we're seeing that play out in the waiver wire. So if you, like me, have lost Odell Beckham Jr., you might as well kiss the season goodbye. I hope it don't happen for you. You could try to pick up Sterling Shepard, Roger Lewis. If Dante Moncrief is out there, you could probably try to pick him up and hope things turn around with Luck, or if Luck come back. But if not, man, there's no replacement level for Odell Beckham at all, unless you got somebody stashed on the bench you can flip. Everything else worked out well. I mean, it was a bunch of ugly wins, which I'm starting to feel is the norm for me this year. I'm seeing a lot of, what's interesting is that I see a lot of teams like blowing people out like early. And I'm like, if my team, which I have good players, continue to struggle to put up points, at some point, this thing has to turn around. I'm just trying to get some wins. We're 4-1. which is good.
Yeah, ugly 4-1.
Oh my God, man, we got lucky because let me pull it up. Martavis Bryant didn't do anything. Matthews, of course, Mariota, you know, he was gone. So, I'm glad I'm looking at it now because I wanted to bring this up. You know, we were shooting Sunday. So, you know, I was checking my teams, but I didn't really look at this team because we had a full roster set. I was just trying to adjust my bye week, guys that was on bye week. It didn't dawn on me until Sunday night when I looked at the scores that we should have benched Rishard Matthews when Mariota was ruled out of that game and played Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, because Kelvin ended up putting up 11 points. He got him 58 receptions, 6 targets, and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad it didn't cost us. I mean, we won by 3.60 points. And, you know, Kareem Hunt bailed us out again. Lamar Miller did some things. But we could have easily lost that game because he had Melvin Gordon, and Melvin Gordon just freaking snapped.
He did.
Yeah, so it was a team effort. So I know for those of you that were listening last week, I had a situation where, you know, I didn't know, like my quarterbacks. Was I going to go with McCown or Hoyer or who? Like, or, you know, Brissett was out there. All of these guys did okay. I passed on McCown, who actually threw 2 touchdowns. Hoyer played really, really well. But what happened was Tone Loke picked up Andy Dalton. Somebody dropped Andy Dalton. And he was playing against Baltimore. Oh, no. Yeah, Andy Dalton was one of the options. And he was playing against Baltimore. So Tone Loke picked him up. I was like, man, you know what? I hate that he did because I wish I would have picked him up because – sometimes it's okay to just – sometimes you just got to go with a veteran. He actually ended up dropping Andy Dalton in favor of Brian Hoyer, who had a better game. But I just went with the guy that out of all the options, I just – you know what? Tough defense. I'll just close my eyes and see what happens. So I managed to get Dalton. I played Dalton, and it worked out for me. He had an okay game. He did all right. He put up 17 points. It wasn't the best. But he had 328 yards and a touchdown, 2 INTs. But it was a lot better. Oh, I'm sorry. He played against Buffalo. It was a lot better than I thought. So, and I managed to win. But now I got Breeze back. I got Michael Thomas back. And I got Demaryius Thomas back. And now is my bye week. I have Coleman on the – let's see. Well, I'm starting Coleman and Powell. Maybe McGuire because I picked up McGuire too. And then, but Zeke is on bye this week, so I got to try to win another game without him. But after this week, man, I think we're gonna be straight. We're 2-3 in ninth place, and if things fall in place, man, we should be all right.
Oh God, dude, this thing, you talking about this the real NFL?
Mm-hmm. I'm coming, B. I just needed to get on the board. I've won 2 in a row. And 2 in a row, and I'm right behind you, actually. No, yeah, I won 1 in
you're
a row.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Me.
I won 1
you're
in
right
a row.
Me.
Yeah.
You behind me for right now, man. I you know, hopefully this squad can get going. You know, luckily I won, even though I benched Cam Newton because I didn't know if he was going to have a good game against that Detroit defense at away. So Palmer still gave me 20. Melvin Gordon got off for me. He got off. Hogan, he got off. And Fuller got off for me. So Fuller, Hogan, and Gordon were like my guys that put up big time points. Jeffries only gave me 3. Howard only gave me 7. Ebron, I had to play him because Fleener was on bye. And then Detroit defense and the kicker. And then yeah, Cam Newton put up 34 on the bench. But then the rest of my bench, I thought Shepard was gonna do something a little more. I mean, I had him on the bench, but I'm like, okay, now with Odell out, he should be able to do something. But he fighting an injury too. So and then Ty Montgomery sat out, so I had to put him on the bench. You know, he's fighting an injury. So, which speaking of injury with Montgomery not playing, I kind of feel a little okay with making that trade with who I made that trade with in a dead end sports league for yeah. So like, cause he got Ty Montgomery, and you know Montgomery hadn't played yet for him. So I feel like that was like an even trade.
Not only that, if Aaron Jones continues to run the ball the way he is, he may lose his running position. He may go back to the running back, or it may be a split committee. But
he might. Yeah, so. Receiver. I'm hoping that, man, because I was just like, man, that would be nice if Ty Montgomery don't come back and play. And I'm like, well, at least that trade was even cute. It would have been nice to still have Cook. But, you know, I just got to fight through it, man. But this has just been an ugly fantasy. J.J. Watt out, even though, we don't have him where we can pick defensive players. But just injuries, man. These injuries on top of injuries. Odell Beckham. Just think of the players that got Odell Beckham in the first five picks three rounds, man. So it's like you got to be feeling like some type of way. It's crazy. So
yeah,
I hate it.
Yeah. You know what? Big boy, man. I can't believe he's 1-4. And I'm looking.
You think
he
got a spot?
I mean, he shouldn't be 1-4, but he doesn't have a quarterback. I don't know if he had Carr. I don't know why he's starting Goff.
I think he did have Carr because he had Carr and I think he got the Carr in Crabtree Hollow.
Oh, okay. He dropped him and somebody else picked him up, so that wasn't wise. But
should have put him on IR. Should have put Carr and set him at that IR position.
Yeah, or something, because you know now he's gone and you're gonna have to rely on Goff, and you know. We don't know if he's going to play that well for the rest of the year, but he can stream quarterbacks. But yeah, I think like I'm looking at his team now, and for those of you of you listening, he has Goff, Landry, Amendola, Murray, Gurley, Bennett, Martellus Bennett, and Tariq Cohen starting. Tariq is the flex, Crabtree, Gann, Funches, Jamal Charles, and Jared Cook on the bench. The Tariq Cohen experiment is over. It's over. I think I understand why he might be trying to squeeze something out of Cohen because of the QB situation in Oakland. And Carr tends to favor Crabtree in the red zone a little bit more. But I don't know, man. Like, Cohen, over the last couple of games since his breakout, he had .80 last week and then 5 points the week before. Now, if he scored a touchdown – when you have 5.20, it's different, but I don't know. I don't think I would play Cohen anymore. His touches are declining and have declined over the last 2 weeks, and he's facing Baltimore. So, but they give up a lot of fantasy points to running back, so it could work out for him. But
yeah, anyway. It could, but we shall see, because I don't think it will.
Yeah, me either. That's why, man, sometimes it's best to be patient. Like, you don't want to miss out on that big free agent pickup, but sometimes you can jump the gun and get a guy that, you know, ends up just wasting a spot over time. So that's why I never just run out here and go get anybody. So I'm just kind of patient and seeing maybe I can take advantage of a mistake somebody make during the bye week or whatever. Let's see. So real quick, the other team that I have in the Denton Sports League, so I have – LeSean McCoy and Ezekiel Elliott on bye this week, so I might have to play. And Joe Mixon is on bye.
Damn.
Yeah. So I still have Kareem Hunt, so I'll play him, of course, obviously. And then I probably will play, I guess, McGuire if Powell can't go. So I picked him up today off waivers. And he'll be my RB2. And then for my flex, though, is where I'm kind of in trouble because I have Paul Perkins and Willie Snead. Now, Willie Snead is healthy, but I don't know his role yet. So anyway, let's talk about Adrian Peterson. AP, man, he's out of New Orleans, which should free up touches for Ingram and catches for Kamara. But I think what people probably want to know is, AP in Arizona, man. Like, how do you think he's going to do in Arizona
Yeah, I don't have a problem with AP in Arizona. I think he's going to get the opportunity to run, to really run that ball. You know, it's, they had to, because David Johnson is out for the year, and it seemed like the backups, they're not, you know, Chris Johnson not doing nothing. And I mean, Adrian Peterson don't get the looks. I mean, you know, if Palmer can show that you still got to respect him on a passing game, I think Adrian Peterson, you know, he can definitely be a good 9 to 11 point running back for you, you know, going in for the remainder of the season, if someone still have him. I think he's probably been dropped in a couple of leagues where people just kind of like, you know, didn't care because he wasn't doing nothing in New Orleans anyway. And, you know, if he's on the waiver wire, people might take a chance to pick him up. Some people still held on to him just because of the name. But, yeah, I think he might, you know, he might be all right. You know, it just depends on what Carson Palmer can do, because they got the receivers to make Palmer respect them. So we'll see, man. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I think, look, it's all about opportunity, right? He didn't get the opportunity in New Orleans, so he wasn't good from a fantasy perspective. Now that he's in Arizona, where they have a clear need for a guy, you know, Peterson makes sense. Andre Ellington wasn't doing anything. Chris Johnson wasn't doing anything, so they had to get somebody in there that has some talent. And we know that with talent, they got running backs in Arizona can produce. We saw that with David Johnson. And granted, David Johnson was a receiver and a runner, and Peterson doesn't really catch the ball like that, although he's worked on it, but he has talent, and they have a fairly decent line, so that should help out. So, yeah, I thought people held on to him. So when I was checking waivers this morning, I was a little upset that I didn't get a chance to get him, especially in a league where I needed a number two running back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you manage to pick him up, I mean, you know, hey, it's you probably lucked up and got a guy that should help, like B said, get you what, 9 to 11 points, and as an RB2, that's really all you can ask for. So we'll see. As for Alvin Kamara, like, a lot of people have been really high on this guy. Sean Payton compared the guy to Marshall Faulk, and that says a lot. Like, Marshall Faulk was a fantasy monster.
Heck yeah, he was.
So,
he was a dream come true for you, boy.
Yeah. So that's high praise. So anyway, that's the situation. If you got a chance, if for whatever reason he's still out there, then you definitely want to go pick him up. And if you held on to him, then you're in a good spot to hopefully get something out of him instead of a wasted draft spot. But it's like I've said on shows earlier, man, it's all about being patient. The other big news is this, and you were not starting this guy, all right? But DeShone Kizer got benched. And Kevin Hogan is the starter now, and we've seen Kevin Hogan in spurts produce. He's not a guy you'll rely on a week-to-week basis, but he's a good streaming option, mainly because he runs. He's a dual threat. So it's ugly in Cleveland. But if you're on bye week and you're looking at quarterbacks that don't look attractive, Kevin Hogan might be a guy that you can plug in and get some production out of for 1 week.
Funny, I was looking for guys that you can possibly pick up. It's nobody out there. It's like I usually can give someone, you know, at least a couple players to pick up, you know, off waivers, but I mean, unless you got some inside information, some inside sources of who you think about the ball out, go ahead and go for it, because I'm completely speechless going into week six as far as any guys that you can grab off the waiver wires. I mean, if you don't have Sterling Shepard, I mean, even though he's fighting the injury, but it's like, who else? You know, Brandon Marshall's out, Odell Beckham's out for the season. It's like, you know, Sterling Shepard is probably the only person I can give you, because I'm pretty sure he's out there on the streets. in a lot of leagues, you know, right now. So if he's out there, get him. If you in dire need of a wide receiver, flex or something like that, get him. But like I said, he's even fighting injuries. So I think he's questionable going into this Sunday. So, you know, it's ugly out there. Yeah, like you said before, it's ugly out in the Browns. I can't really trust nobody out there. I don't know, man. This is just a ugly season. So, just, hey, close your eyes and hope for the best. As far as maybe I might have some guys for y'all next week, but definitely not this week.
Yeah, I think one of the obvious, and I'm going to try to pull up and see if I can find somebody, but one of the obvious players to add is Jerick McKinnon. If you can get him. Now, look, his production last week came off of a 58-yard touchdown run. That's not going to happen often, but the same rule apply. Like, you just want an opportunity, and I think Minnesota is still trying to figure things out after losing Dalvin Cook. So, and Murray, like I told you guys last week, is a little hobbled, so he's not fully healthy. Now, listen to me. I had Jerick McKinnon last year, and I think the year before. No, either last year or the year before, he wasn't all that good. If you need a tight end, Austin Seferian Jenkins is a guy you can get, who's actually been pretty productive for me. I have him and picked him up because he gets targets, and the Jets don't really have a lot of receiving options, so he's definitely going to get his fair share of work. Like I mentioned earlier, I picked up Elijah McGuire, who may be the guy and get a heavy workload with Powell and Forte hurt, and that's about it. Like, Aaron Jones should already be gone. I guess maybe Wayne Gallman, if you want to get him. Perkins is hurt, but Darwa may get carries. And I think that's a running back by committee. So that's not going to help. Carlos Hyde was in a weird situation last week. So if you have him, you probably want to pick Matt Breida. They're going to go with the hot hand approach, which I don't like. But you just want to protect yourself, so you can probably try to get him. You know what? I will say this. I've been looking at Marshawn Lynch. I think if you own Marshawn Lynch, pick up Jalen Richard. They're not working Marshawn a lot from what I've seen and heard. But if he gets hurt, somebody's going to have to be the guy. It's clearly Jalen Richard, from what I'm seeing out there, you know, on a lot of sites. So definitely scoop him up if you don't have him. I think he's worth the investment to protect yourself. B, here's a guy somebody should go try to get if he's still out there. Mike Williams in L.A., the Chargers, the rookie receiver. Really? He's been hurt, but he has a good quarterback. And they have weapons, so if he's anything, I think he'll be pretty decent, man. So I think he's worth a shot, you know. So yeah, pick him up if you can, and just stash him and see what happens. I got nothing else.
Either, man. I hope I can give you guys some players to pick up some sleepers, because we in the nitty gritty, the muddy, grindy part of the damn fantasy football season, man. So, yeah, let's see how this week six goes. If we got more bye weeks, if you got some important guys, I hope you got somebody on the bench you can shuffle around and feel comfortable playing, because, you know, it's going to be a lot of teams, a lot of players going to be out, you know, guys going to be out. Some guys going to be happy guys are back from bye weeks. You know, if you a Drew Brees holder, you know, I'm pretty sure you're happy. You got some of them same guys back. So, if same thing with Falcons. Julio Jones, if you have Julio Jones, you had him resting up, better be happy he's back, because it's going to get ugly out here. It's about to get ugly.
Yeah, it is. This is where fantasy champions are made. You know, we've said this consistently on this show for the last couple of years that we've been doing it. And, you know, it's something I know B preach it all the time, and it's the truth. It's the truth. So you just got to be – this is where a season like this is a season about matchups. And I'm not a play-the-matchups guy. I'm going to play my guy kind of guy. But a season like this, I think, is one where you have to be kind of masterful in your moves, and you got to just try to play the matchups, play the data, and go from there and wish for the best. You know what? Let me ask you something. You have him, and I haven't really seen much from him, but how is Ameer Abdullah for you, doing for you?
How is he doing for me? On which, in a dead-end sports league?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let's take a look here. Let's take a look-see. Ameer Abdullah, because I think I played him maybe 2 weeks so far. And he been pretty okay. I played him. He gave me 17 points the other week, and then in week two, I played him in week two and week four. Okay. In the weeks that I played him, in week two he gave me 8.6, and then in week four he gave me 17.20. But last week, I mean this past week against Carolina, I had him on the bench. He gave me 3.5, and then week one, only gave me 4.4, and then week three, 8.9. So I mean, I guess okay. They project him to get 10 points this week, you know, against the Saints. So, but I think I got him on the bench though, because I might play him over Latavius Murray. I got him playing anyway. Yeah, I got him playing because
yeah,
I just got him playing. I got him and Miller as my backs. I got Antonio Brown, Hogan, Fleener is back. I got Jeffries and Matthew Stafford. So, and then I got Pittsburgh defense against Kansas City and Geno. I can't even pick another defense because I don't want to play this Pittsburgh defense. I really don't. I think they're gonna get scorched. They might get scorched for about 30 plus. Man, I don't want that to happen.
They may, but man, you know how football is. It's
right. Weird. Yeah. Weird,
but
like you know, because New England defense is out there. They're going against the Jets.
Well,
Tennessee defense going against Indianapolis Colts. So, you know, I mean, I got some choices, I guess, I can make. I don't like that Pittsburgh against Kansas City, though, at all.
Yeah, you got options. So, guess everybody got to come back next week and find out what B did.
Yep, because this is ugly, man. I don't like it. Damn, I don't like it.
All right, that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next week. Come back and see how we did, man. So far, as you can see, as things get worse, we're hanging on and we're still finding ways to win games. So, yeah, we'll talk through the big news and we'll talk through our situations on our team. And as always, hopefully to help you get through your situation. So until next week, we out. Peace.
Peace.